Welcome, friends, to this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. We've got a special today. We're going to celebrate baseball and jazz. There's a certain synergy between baseball, jazz music, and American history and culture, and the history of race relations in this country. And I've picked out a playlist that highlights my love of baseball, jazz music, and American culture. So let's begin with Mabel Scott. I took this from the Ken Burns baseball special that appeared on television several years ago. Let's listen to Baseball Boogie from Mabel Scott.
Can you catch? Will you hold the ball? When you step to the plate, will you swing and fall? If you play, you gotta know how it's done. Can you catch? Can you hold a hard one? I mean, baby, do you know the game? I mean, baby, do you know the game? Southpaw, can you hit ball I throw to you?
That's some great jazz music by the Modern Jazz Quartet from the Live at the Lighthouse album. We heard a track entitled Baseball by John Lewis. That is Milt Jackson on vibraphone, John Lewis on piano, Percy Heath on bass, and Kenny Kay on drums. And before that, quite a different tune. This by Carla Bly features many of the sounds that you hear at a baseball game with the Hammond B3 organ and Take Me Out to the Ball Game and other little musical doodlings that you hear at the baseball stadium. The name of this track is also Baseball, featuring Carla Bly on piano, Lou Soloff on trumpet, Wolfgang Pusching on alto saxophone, Andy Shepherd on tenor saxophone, Gary Valente on trombone, Larry Goldings playing organ, and Steve Swallow on bass, Victor Lewis on drums. And we started out that set with a 1950s classic from Mabel Scott, Baseball Boogie. We're going to continue on with more jazz baseball music. In the 1960s, Charlie Brown was a cartoon character that captured the hearts of American culture, and a lot of that had to do with baseball, that iconic picture of the hapless Charlie Brown standing on the pitcher's mound. So we're going to play Vince Guaraldi's trio from the A Boy Named Charlie Brown album. This is Baseball Theme. Thank you.
I'd like to do something called baseball and football, and it, thank you. That's nice. Because these two activities are so much a part of us, and yet they're so different. Baseball is pastoral, 19th century. Football is technological, 20th century. Baseball is played on a diamond in a park, the baseball park. Football is played on a gridiron in a stadium, War Memorial Stadium. In baseball, you wear a cap. In football, you wear a helmet. Baseball has a seventh inning stretch. Football has a 2-minute warning. Baseball has no time limit. We don't know when it's going to end. We might have extra innings. Football is rigidly timed, and it will end even if we have to go to sudden death. Football is based on downs. What down is it? Baseball is based on ups. Who's up? Are you up? I'm not up. In football, you get a penalty.
In baseball, you make an error. Whoops.
In baseball, in the stands, there's kind of a picnic feeling, you know? Emotions may run high, but there's not that much unpleasantness. In football, in the stands, you can be sure that at least 27 times during the game, you were capable of taking the life of a fellow human being. Preferably a stranger. And to sum this up, the object of the game's quite different. The object of the game in football is for the quarterback, otherwise known as the field general, to be on target with his aerial assault, riddling the defense by hitting his receivers with deadly accuracy in spite of the blitz, even if he has to use the shotgun. With short bullet passes and long bombs, he marches his troops into enemy territory, balancing this aerial assault with a sustained ground attack which punches holes in the forward wall of the enemy's defensive line. In baseball, the object is to go home. I'm going home. I'm going home. Ta-da. All right, enough of that. Thank you.
A great comic routine by George Carlin, football and baseball, and it certainly expresses my love of baseball and some of the reasons for that. Before that, we heard from Miles Davis from the album Milestones, 1958 release. We heard Two Base Hit, that one written by John Lewis, who we already know is a baseball fan from a previous modern jazz quartet track that we heard. But this is Miles Davis and a great sextet. Miles Davis on trumpet, Julian Cannonball Adderley on alto saxophone, John Coltrane on tenor sax, Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. And we started out that set with the Vince Guaraldi Trio from A Boy Named Charlie Brown, 1964 release. We heard Baseball Theme. We're going to continue on now with a Jackie Robinson set. Jackie Robinson, the first African-American to break into Major League Baseball with the Brooklyn Dodgers, a singular moment in American history that captured the importance of integration of black and white races in American history and culture. So we're going to play a number of tracks that reference the great Jackie Robinson and the importance he has in American history. And we're going to start things off with Nina Simone from the album A Single Woman. This is Baseball Boogie.
One ball, one strike, one out, one run. Jackie at the bat, and the kids, what he done. Hit the ball in the back, and the bat in the ball. You should have heard them fans all squall. It's gone, it's gone, this time it's really gone.
say the baseball boogie when Jackie comes running home. One ball, one strike, one out, one run. Jackie at the bat, here's what he done. He say the ball hit the bat, the bat hit the ball. You should have heard them fans all squall. It's going, this time it's really gone. I say the baseball boogie when Jackie comes running home.
Yes, yes, Jackie, hit that ball.
He swung his bat, the crowd went wild because he knocked that ball a solid mile, yeah, boy.
Yes, yes, Jackie, hit that ball. Satchel Paige is mellow, so is Campanello, Newcomb and Dobie too. But it's a natural fact, when Jackie comes to bat, the other team is through.
Did you see Jackie Robinson hit that ball? Did he hit it? Yes, and that ain't all. He's no home.
Yes, yes, Jackie's real gone. Jackie's real God. Jackie is a real God guy.
Thank you.
That's Home Run by baseball fan and tenor saxophone player Supreme Dexter Gordon. Name of the album, Resurgence of Dexter Gordon, a 1960 release. Before that, we played a Jackie Robinson set, beginning with Baseball Boogie from Nina Simone. And then, Did You Ever See Jackie Robinson Hit the Ball? By Count Basie and his orchestra. Next up, we're going to pay tribute to a couple great players in baseball history. I'm talking about Willie Mays and Joe DiMaggio. We're going to begin with Say Hey, the Willie Mays song from the Treniers.
Go get it, Willie.
Say hey, Willie, go get it.
What do you mean, go get it? Man, that ball's way in left field.
I don't care what field it's in. Willie plays all field.
Every time we come to the game, you're talking about Willie plays all the field.
That's right.
Let's call Willie and ask him. Call him.
Okay, hey, Willie.
Yes.
Are you Willie Mays?
Yes.
Whose ball was that?
Why was it?
In left field.
Well, that's Irving's ball.
I told you that. Every time we come to the game, we got to talk about it. The next time I'm going to sit in the grandstand.
Say, hey, fellas, what's your name?
Say who?
Say Willie. Say hey.
Say who?
Swinging at the plate, say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. That giant kid is great. When he hits the ball, it's long gone, man. Hits it farther than camp began. Swings the bat like a little lead pipe. When they reach the ball, it's overripe. Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. Say hey.
Say who?
Swing it at the plate. Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. That giant kid is great.
He runs the bases like a choo-choo train. Swings around second like an aeroplane. His cap flies off when it passes third, and he heads home like an eagle bird.
Say hey,
say who?
Say Willie. Say hey,
say who?
Swinging at the plate. Say hey,
say who?
Say Willie. That giant kid is great.
Yes, he covers center like he had jet shoes. The other batters get the Willie blues. Anything hit his way is out. Man, it just don't pay those guys to clout.
Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. Say hey.
Say who?
Swinging at the plate. Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. That giant kid is great.
Served his Uncle Sam. He left the Giants in an awful jam. But now he's back and he's Leo's joy. And Willie's still a growing boy.
Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. Say hey.
Say who?
Swinging at the plate. Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. That giant kid is great. That giant kid is great. Say Willie. Gonna say.
Say hey.
Hello, Joe. What do you know?
We need a hit, so here I go.
That's got us all aglow. He's just a man and not a free. Jolting Joe DiMaggio.
Joe, Joe DiMaggio, we want you and I.
He tied the mark at 44, July the 1st, you know. Since then he's hit a good 12 more. Jolting Joe DiMaggio.
Joe, Joe DiMaggio, we want you and I.
From coast to coast, that's all you'll hear of Joe, the one-man show. He's glorified the horsehide sphere, Jolting Joe DiMaggio.
Joe, Joe DiMaggio, we want you on our side.
He'll live in baseball's Hall of Fame, he got there blow by blow. Our kids will tell their kids his name, Jolting Joe DiMaggio.
We dream of Joey with the light from back.
We want you on our side. And now they speak in whispers low of how they stopped our Joe. One night in Cleveland, oh, 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 goodbye Street DiMaggio.
Say
Of course, that is Simon and Garfunkel from the 1968 album Bookends, a song most notable for its lyric, "Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio? A nation turns its lonely eyes to you." Before that, Joltin' Joe, Joe DiMaggio from Les Brown and his orchestra. And we started out that set with Say Hey, the Willie Mays song. Well, that brings us close to the end of this week's In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. We are a radio show on WWUH-FM West Hartford, as well as a weekly podcast at jazzandbeyond.com. And I'd also like to invite you to join me on the social media network that is centered around jazz music. It's called jazztodon.com. It's part of the Mastodon network. You can join me and others for thoughtful conversations about jazz music. I'd love to see you over there and communicate with you as well. So check that out, jazztodon.com. We're going to finish out today's show with the most iconic tune of baseball, that is Take Me Out to the Ball Game, played at every ballpark at the seventh inning stretch. There's lots of versions of this, but the one I liked the best that I chose for this is from Joey DeFrancesco from the album Joey D. This is his take on Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Thanks for listening, folks.